Let's dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya Batania Kohen. And the Chafetz Chaim had said last time that every person has a mitzvah to give, to do chesed. Man, woman, wealthy, poor, everyone according to his capacity. And just like every Jew has to give some form of tzedakah during the year, even the poorest person in Israel is supposed to give something once a year, so too, every person has to do chesed depending on what he can, but everyone has to do chesed. And now, says the Chafetz Chaim, we're holding the second chapter, the second paragraph, Perek Sheni Ot Bet, B'medvrim Amurim Shaisha Chayevet, when is it that a woman is responsible to do chesed? Bzman Shein Labal, when she's still single. Avalim Yesh Labal, but if she's married, Ena Roshut La'alvot Mamono, Shelo Midato, she can't take his money and give a loan. We're focusing right now on the laws of giving a loan. So he says, she can't just take the money, he goes to work, he brings home he brings home his paycheck, he comes home the next day, he asks, where is it? She says, my father needed a loan. So I lent him 15,000 shekel. Afilu he nosent b'ntem toch habayit, she might say, what do you mean, I'm paying all the bills, I know we could afford it. You let me take care of the bills, I'm running the finances. Nonetheless, that doesn't give her the ability to give out loans. What? Unless it's a small amount of money, that usually people don't mind. So if a kid comes knocking at the door, the neighbor comes and says, I need 5 shekels to buy a bag of milk, so then her husband won't mind that she's giving the loan. Or she yudat teva bala, or else she knows for certain that the nature of her husband is such, that this amount he doesn't mind. The davka ma'ot, this only applies to money. I will klei bayit, but when it comes to things in the house, his hammer. Otan shel gerin hashchenim nashidish l'reo, things that people usually borrow from one another, he mutar lashid shelo midato, she could lend out, even though he doesn't know. Uval shishto makbet alav umirivai mo'al halvautav, and let's say you have a husband that is wife. Whenever he wants to give a loan, she goes through the roof. What are you giving a loan for? We can't afford it. And she always fights with him over any loan he wants to give someone. Even though technically, halachically, the Torah set up that the finances in the house are supposed to work as follows. really, Chazal set this up. He's responsible to take care of her, to bring her the food that she needs, to buy her clothing. He's responsible for her well-being. And in return for that, whatever money she makes, he has the final say. He has the responsibility for that. She could say, I'm making a lot of money. I don't need your help. You're not responsible for my for sustaining me. Don't give me your money, and don't you tell me what to do with the money. She's entitled to do that. This whole institution was set up for her benefit. If she doesn't want it, she could say, not interested, and then she has control of her finances. But so long as she doesn't do that, so then the system is ordinarily set up that he has the final say. So technically, he doesn't have to care that she's against it. Because so long as he has the responsibility of taking care of her, so long as she says, let's leave things status quo, so then the money is technically his. Nonetheless, it's better that he does it in a modest way. Don't get her upset. So if you're going to give the loans the way you're supposed to, and again, we discussed when you are supposed to, when you're not supposed to, that was the first chapter, and if really he should give the loans, then she's going to make an issue of it. Technically, he could say, I'm the boss. I'm giving the loan. That's not smart. The Torah doesn't want you to make fights. That's not nice. So even though you could do it, because technically you have the right, the proper way to do it is to do it modestly, do it in a way that won't bother her. So you don't come to fights. And a woman that protests when her husband wants to do acts of kindness, and the same thing is true with any mitzvah. He wants to go out to Minyan. She says, you're going to Minyan again? He just sat down for supper. The kids need someone to put them to bed. Well, she's driving him crazy when he's trying to do a mitzvah. So she might have a point. If every time he uses the mitzvah to get out of helping out around the house, then that's not nice. Then she could say, go daven at a different minyan, daven at a different time. But if it's just that she's giving him a hard time with performance of mitzvot, avirai biyada, that's considered a sin by her, and she should know that she's going to be taken to task for it. Ulehetech, on the contrary, im tiatzeu letov, if she gives him good advice, yesh la zchut gam ken bazeh, then she also has a merit in that she advised him to perform mitzvot. So what we saw today is that a woman who is single, she has an obligation to do chesed. Once she's married, so then she has other forms of chesed, but to give a monetary loan, if it's a small amount of money that he doesn't mind, or if it's the vessels of the house that he wouldn't mind, so she doesn't have to ask him. If it's a substantial amount of money, so then she's responsible to check with him before she does it. He doesn't have that obligation technically, but he's also supposed to avoid fights. And if she's going to give him a hard time because she doesn't like the idea of doing this mitzvah, then she's going to be taken to task for that in heavens. And now, of course, the contrary. If she advises him how to do things correctly and to do mitzvot, then she'll have merits for it in the world to come as well.